Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about why you should not create content daily unless it meets this. What is this?
So the big thing that most people don't know about content is all the algorithms from social media like Facebook to Instagram. It actually hurts you to create content that people don't like, because if you keep pushing out content into your feeds that no one is engaging with, it tells these platforms that your content sucks, your followers don't like it. So then when you push out more content, even if it's good, the likelihood of them seeing it are slim to none because their algorithms are starting to not push stuff to them because they've already told them that they're not interested. And the same goes with SEO. If you write a ton of mediocre content, then Google's not going to want to rank it because there's so many blogs out there, over a billion, they might as well rank the stuff people want to read. On your end, unless you can produce high quality content, don't push it on a daily basis. Focus on the quality over quantity.
Yeah, I think directionally, I agree with that. I think what I found interesting recently looking at, I think it was Gary Vee that said this. So Gary Vee cranks out a ton of content. I think there's different comparisons. I think when you look at a long form blog like Backlinko, for example, that's like high quality. You have to be very deliberate with it. There's a lot of data that goes into it. Long form, again, it takes probably weeks or even months to pump out a really great piece. When I think about social media, this all assumes that you've established a foothold of decent quality content with one channel first, and then you're starting to expand. I think you can start to think about expanding more, because when I think about social media, you don't necessarily need to have the highest caliber of content because the feeds are just going all the time. So you're better off throwing more at bats and seeing what sticks. And that's kind of the Gary Vee model. He's actually mentioned that you go for decent quality, high output, And if you're, again, if you're like a backlink, super high quality, super well researched, you spend more time, you're more deliberate there. So I think it just depends on what you're doing exactly. So I think, again, when I think about us repurposing, for example, this recording that we're doing right now, we're live right now, and these videos are going to be chopped up. We're going to throw them onto Repurpose House. So we use repurposehouse.io, and then they're going to be decent chunks, right? Decent quality. And then they're going to find a timestamps that are interesting. And we're just going to throw them up on Instagram or IGTV or YouTube or Twitch or whatever. Probably not Twitch, but like TikTok, for example. And sometimes like the ones that I don't expect to take off, they just take off. So you never really know.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, I think Eric and I are pretty much saying the same thing, just in different ways. If you write a really long form blog post, like a backlink, or even sometimes what I do on neilpatel.com, there's still no guarantee that it succeeds. It still is a hit or miss approach. Even in content marketing with social media, if you spend a lot of time on a video, it doesn't mean it's going to necessarily do well, or image or anything like that. So in general, when you're doing content, you want to end up putting out content that you genuinely think people will like. When I say don't put out crap content every day, some people just want to take a random picture being like, this looks cool, here's a cloud, right? If your content has no purpose and you're not going to get much engagement, don't put it out. See, with Gary Vee, yes, he's putting out a ton of content, but overall the quality is good. And when I mean quality, I'm not talking about he has to use a professional equipment. It could just be his phone. What I mean, the quality is good, in which he's helping people. He's providing value with his content. If you listen to something, it may motivate you. It may inspire you. It may teach you something new. Same with Eric's content. So if you have purpose behind it, the general rule of thumb is it's going to be valuable to someone, whether you create it in 1 minute or you spend a month. And whether you spend 1 minute on something or a month, there's still no guarantee of success. And that's why a lot of us do crank out a lot of content, including me and Eric, but we can't crank out content for the sake of it. We do make sure no matter what we create, no matter how little or long of time we're spending on that content, it's providing value to whoever is watching it, listening to it, or even reading it.
Cool. So that is it for today. Just guys, aim to be helpful and text us 310-349-3785. Again, it's 310-349-3785. We'll give you special announcements when things are going on. And the cool thing is we can also geo-target where we're sending announcements as well. So when things start back up again, we might even do meetups and things like that. But that is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.